Hello. Welcome to my second ever live vodcast of Manifest the Big Stuff. Today's episode is an amazing topic for manifestors. We're going to talk about the practice of daily vibrational alignment and how it is essential for preparing you to engage with your reality each day. Now, because this is a live vodcast, we have a studio audience in the house, and I'm really excited about that. Although they aren't appearing in the vodcast, they get to be part of a discussion about this episode when I finished taping it. Before we get into today's episode, you are officially invited to be part of the studio audience at my next free live recording of Manifest the Big Stuff. That will be held on the second Thursday in April, April 13th, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic of April's episode will be giving your best performance by learning, growing, and changing. It's all about engaging with reality like an architect, which you are, of course. You can find the registration link for April's episode in the description of this podcast or video. And I'd love to have you join us next time to ask questions, share experiences, and be part of our open forum discussion. Today, of course, we're going to discuss vibrationally aligning yourself each day. I'm going to cover it in two sections. First, I'll share what vibrationally aligning yourself is and how I personally do it. Then second, I'll cover two primary reasons vibrational alignment is such a powerful way to prepare yourself to engage with your reality each day. Number one, how it prepares you to take advantage of opportunities. And number two, how it helps you correlate with your reality. So, first, what is vibrational alignment and how do I do it? Vibrational alignment is a daily practice of aligning yourself with the opportunities that you're going to be presented in each moment today. Opportunities to give your best effort to be an architect of your reality. I start my day with it, and I highly recommend you do likewise. I do it ideally before leaving the bedroom. I don't take weekends or vacations off either. I did it the whole time our family was in Scotland last summer, for example. I keep a journal on my nightstand. Each morning, I open my journal, write the date on the next blank line, and then, in free form, I write about the opportunities I'm getting in each moment today. And I keep writing about those opportunities until I am aligned with them. Usually that takes me between 5 to 10 minutes. For me, being aligned with those opportunities means I'm ready to give my best effort to take advantage of them. Now, notice, I did not say that I write until I'm excited about the day's opportunities to give my best effort to manifest reality as I desire. I do not write to pump myself up about those opportunities. If I naturally or spontaneously get pumped up, wonderful. It's fun to feel excited about the day, but creating enthusiasm is not my goal, just alignment. Writing in free form means I write down my thoughts as I have them, composed in the spur of the moment, which I found can be an active form of meditation. I write my thoughts about the opportunities that I'm being given today. I don't write how I must take advantage of them. I write about my opportunities to do that. I write myself into alignment with being afforded the opportunities. about how those opportunities are coming my way today, whether I want them or not. I write myself into alignment with being given these opportunities today without strings, with how I am not obligated to do anything with the opportunities. They're mine, unconditionally, regardless of whether or not I've wasted any of them previously. And I also write myself into alignment with how precious each opportunity is, with how each moment represents my only access to that particular opportunity. Yes, I anticipate having more of them, hopefully a lot more, but no matter how many more I have, this one is priceless, which means it's an astounding gift. And I don't finish writing until I'm ready to give my best to take advantage of the day's opportunities. I don't end without writing out my intention to give my best effort, no matter what my best effort might look like from moment to moment. Now, one of my favorite things about the practice of vibrational alignment is that you can always do it. You can align yourself with opportunity even when you don't feel good about it. Because even when things look bleak, and sometimes they do, the opportunities still exist. And you're not lying to yourself when you write your way into alignment with them. What motivates me to do this each morning, especially when I don't feel great about my day? It's simple. I figure each moment is a stage upon which I get to engage with reality. And since I'm going to be on that stage in each moment of the day ahead, whether I want to or not, I might as well make the most of it. And although success is what I desire in each moment on stage today, I don't align myself with that. I plan to give my best effort to be successful, but I'm aligning myself with the opportunity to do that. Daily vibrational alignment is a great way to take advantage of the second of three access points where you can access your reality, hack the code, if you will, and exert great leverage in changing it. Sometimes I call these access points pinch points because they get painful when you're not leveraging that influence. We covered the first access point in February's live vodcast. That access point is growing your beliefs, because your beliefs manifest your reality. And we'll discuss the third access point in April's vodcast, how you engage with your reality. Daily vibrational alignment prepares you to engage with your reality. And now, let's cover the two primary reasons it's such a powerful way to do that. The first reason is that vibrational alignment helps you take advantage of opportunities. Opportunity is the beating heart of engaging with your reality. In life, all you can ask for is an opportunity, right? Yes. Hopefully, you're well prepared for your opportunity. You have an audience who's rooting for you, and you are successful. That's a great outcome. But you can't manifest any version of reality, let alone a successful one, without the opportunity to do so. Without this moment and the stage it provides you, you would not have the opportunity to manifest anything, let alone what you desire. What more can you ask for besides the opportunity to be who you want to be and live how you want to live? And even when that opportunity doesn't get you excited, which it won't always do, you can always write yourself into vibrational alignment with it, because it really is always there, even though it looks different from time to time. When there was a plumber in our house, for example, ripping out drywall to fix a leak, 1 week before my in-laws were coming for a visit, yes, it was challenging for me to embrace that day's moments as opportunities. But even when something like that is happening, each moment is still an opportunity to give my best effort, regardless of the fact that I might not like the looks of those opportunities. They're there. And under any circumstances, aligning myself with opportunity creates the best potential for me to take advantage of it. It ensures my greatest chance to give my best effort to act as an ally of past, present, and future Greg in each moment today. And my best effort, in turn, produces the best chance to manifest a version of reality I desire. Whatever my best effort looks like in any given moment. Because your effort is the only part of manifesting reality that you'll ever have complete control over. Now, I know the word control often gets a bad rap, but here it's being used appropriately. I have control over the effort I give. I don't have to give my best effort ever, but I always can if I choose. I don't have control over the results of my efforts, however. There are many other things that influence those results. Factors outside of my control always exert some degree of influence on the results. Of course, I want to manifest successful outcomes, just like you. That is my goal. And the reason I begin each day by vibrationally aligning myself is to give me the best chance of manifesting versions of reality that are fulfilling, satisfying, rewarding, and valuable. In important areas of my life, like my marriage, family, career, things like that, I definitely want to manifest those kind of results. And because I want those results, I'm willing to invest my time, energy, and effort to manifest them as I desire, to the best of my ability, which looks different on different days. When and where can I do that? Right now. And right here is the only time and place I can. This moment is my opportunity. The opportunity to give my best effort. And of course, the results don't always turn out the way I want. That's life. Neither success or failure, however, would be possible without the opportunity. Now, if opportunity is the beating heart of engaging with your reality, intention is its lifeblood. And daily vibrational alignment helps you use intention to correlate with your reality. Correlation with your reality means that you have a non-local connection with it. You are one with it, literally, which means you can communicate with it across distance and in real time. Daily vibrational alignment creates an intention to take advantage of the opportunity each moment provides. And that intention correlates you with your reality. What is reality, after all, but a series of moments? you can correlate yourself with reality and communicate with it as if you are one entity, because you actually are. On an energy level, you share consciousness with everything else in your reality. Intention is simply how you access that connection. There is actually only one consciousness. There are a lot of names for it, though. We call it everything from the quantum field to God, the universe, universal consciousness, among other things. And despite feeling separate from it right now, your consciousness is also part of the one universal consciousness, or the quantum field, as I prefer to call it. Having a brain makes you an observer. And observers collapse the one consciousness into the discrete material objects that make up your reality. But collapsing the one consciousness into people, places, and things doesn't mean it's not still there. And it doesn't mean that you're not still part of it. It just makes you feel separate from it right now. But you can tap into the one consciousness and communicate instantly, in real time, energetically, with your reality by using the power of intention. Here's how we know this is true, by the way. In 1993, Jacobo Grinberg, a neurophysiologist at the University of Mexico, demonstrated how the power of intention can create a non-local connection. Grinberg had two meditators meditate together for 20 minutes with the explicit intention of establishing a non-local connection between them, which means they intended to create direct, signalless communication between the two of them. Then they were separated and each placed in their own giant Faraday cage. No energy can pass through the walls of a Faraday cage. So any local communication from or to the outside was impossible. Each meditator was now completely isolated. Each meditator was also hooked to an EEG machine to measure their brain waves. One of the meditators was shown a series of light flashes. That meditator's occipital lobe showed the expected activity of someone being shown those light flashes. The researchers could see that on the EEG readout. The second meditator was not shown the light flashes. They were just sitting there, completely unaware of what was going on in the other Faraday cage. But at the same time the first meditator was shown the light flashes, the second meditator's occipital lobe lit up as if they were being shown the light flashes too. In this experiment, even though only one of them was shown any light flashes, both meditators' EEGs match up almost exactly at around 70 to 80%. And this occurs reliably every time. Now, the key to such correlation is the intention. In fact, such a connection rarely occurs without intention. And the clearer the intention, the more powerful the connection. In Dr. Grinberg's experiment, the subjects utilize meditation to harness their powers of intention. Daily vibrational alignment also utilizes meditation to harness the powers of intention, because freeform journaling is a form of active meditation. bringing your intention to bear on your opportunity in this moment correlates you with your reality and opens a non-local connection. That correlation means information is shared instantaneously that will help you give your best effort in each moment. Should you also seek correlations with the outcomes you want, not just the opportunities to manifest them? Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You're doing that, in fact, when you give your best effort. But forming correlation with your opportunities should remain your primary goal. Because while many factors will influence your outcomes, your opportunities to give your best effort to manifest the reality you desire is here right now. I want to thank you for sharing your time with us today. I really appreciate being given the opportunity to be of value to you. And being of value has absolutely been my intention here. Until we have another opportunity to be together, I hope you make the most of your time, and I'll do likewise.